This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back on the Fan, we got James Rapine at 825. Boy, things have really changed for the Cleveland Browns.
Freddie Kitchens hasn't played a game, and he's our favorite coach.
Owen came in and brought this to my attention. And I saw somebody else post this, and I went, what? Beg pardon? I'll get to the Browns here in a second. Rashad Mendenhall, the former Pittsburgh Steeler running back. By the way, Daryl in for Lima today. Talking about Antonio Brown and, called Ben Roethlisberger a racist. Says every honest player knows it. It's not a big deal. He was just supposed to take his lickings and move on. Ooh, jeez. This is rough from Rashad Mendenhall. That was at... By the way, this was 2 hours ago. This was at 4:45 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. So, here you go. That's going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, all right, moving on with the Cleveland Browns, because their leaks right now, or their big rumors right now, is that we've seen week one of the schedule, which is amazing. So, we got one team in the division where former players are accusing the quarterback of being a racist, which... that's one opinion. And we got one where, hey, with us, hey, we're just talking about the schedule and whether or not it was actually real. Where OBJ, now you said you thought you had sources over there. Now OBJ is saying to Jamal Adams that we'll see.
I told
you
a month
one.
Ago the Browns could play the Jets
Monday
Night Football.
Yeah, but you're
not
Odell Beckham Jr., so I'm not going to believe you. I'm going to believe Odell. Thank you very much. I think the rest of Cleveland agrees with me, Daryl. But if they're playing the Jets week one, you got to assume that's Monday night, right?
Has to be.
The anniversary, Monday Night Football, whole
they're
thing.
Doing all that. Yeah, they're doing
years,
all.
Yeah. 100 years.
50 years. This is the 50th season for Monday Night Football. 100th, obviously. The NFL is doing the big 100th NFL spiel.
So it's got to be Browns Jets Monday night.
You can't play that at 1 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon.
Will that be at First Energy?
Is at MetLife Stadium.
See, it doesn't have the same cachet because the first one happened here. So,
right.
According to what Odell Beckham Jr. put on his Instagram, tweeting or commenting to Jamal Adams' Instagram. Thank you. That they'll see each other week one. And that they will be ready for each other week one. So you got that to possibly, these are just leaks and rumors and possibly even speculation if you really want it to be. It's just a lot better right now for a team that went 7-8-1 and hasn't been to the postseason since 2002. It's a lot better to be us than it seems to be them right now because, boy, every bit of news that comes out, with the exception of Ryan Shazier, thank God, every bit of news other than him has been bad news for the Pittsburgh Steelers over the last, 4 or 5 months now. It's been rough for them. 216-578-0092. Now, you've brought up, and what a lot of other people brought up, I don't think that you're going to find a lot of fight. Maybe it's a fight of just how much. By the way, the Indians are valued at $1.2 billion. We'll get to that coming up here in a little bit. And, yes, there's definitely going to be a CBJ minute later on this hour. Don't think we haven't noticed. You brought it up. I think a lot of people think it's common sense that, all right, if you want to move up in the draft, move up in the draft. See if we can get in the first round. You want some excitement. You want some fun. I think a lot of fans feel that when you give up a first-round pick for Odell Beckham Jr., you're probably going to rework that contract. It tells a lot of people that you're going for the gusto. All right, well, go for it. Go for the championship. Go for it all. See how far you can go. And that might mean giving up assets to move back into the first round for one of these talented pieces. It just comes down to how much. Now, you've heard he's willing to do so. Yes. Right, Daryl?
His phone is on.
His phone is on.
As he likes to say.
So is that, wait a minute, does he want to move up or is he willing to take calls for people who's willing to trade back?
Both.
You never know with John Dorsey. You just never, ever.
No, listen, I mean, you look at the way this team has been constructed for the most part. He has made several significant trades to put this together. And he obviously went all in with the Odell trade. Nothing wrong with that. And I don't expect that the Cleveland Browns will pick 49th in the draft. I do not expect that they'll pick 49th. I think they go up the board.
In the first round? Is it in the first round?
I think it could very well be possible.
49 is still, you're starting at 33 in the second round. Boy, that's a long way.
Yeah, it's a long.
So to move up in the first round, because it's not just, you're not moving from 34 to 30.
But
that's a big jump. That might mean you're giving up a little bit, which, hey, if you want that guy that bad, I'm not about assets anymore. That was the old style of thinking. You got these players now. I think a lot of people want it all, so I don't think that you're going to find a lot of pushback on that.
The team I think they'll do business with, the New England Patriots, for the 32nd pick in the draft, because, really? Well, here's why. First of all, obviously getting a player that you really want, but also it's the least expensive first-round pick, obviously, from a salary cap standpoint and a financial standpoint, and you get that fifth year of control. Whereas if you trade for the 33rd pick in a draft, you only get a guy for 4 years. So there are advantage. That's the big. That's why every year, Ken, you see these teams sliding in the back door in the draft in the first round, is so they can get that fifth year option on those rookie contracts, get that extra year control. So I think that if there is a player that John Dorsey really likes and wants. Absolutely. I could see him going back up into the first round. And it wouldn't shock me if he traded next year's first-round pick to do something, because you're anticipating next year's first-round pick is going to be a late round, going to be late anyway.
Yeah, but I'm not trading next year's first-round pick to move into the last slot in the first round, am I?
No. I'm saying, though, it wouldn't shock me that if he...
Are you talking in next year's draft? Explain.
I could see him using the 2020 first-round pick at some point as an asset to do something.
In the first round, maybe this year?
Either this year or to get a player to do something. It wouldn't shock me. I mean, listen.
Man. Now you're starting to get a little bit. You wouldn't talk about getting nuts. You're talking about getting nuts.
But this is when you're there, when you're on the cusp, Ken, which I... It's hard to argue the Browns are not on the cusp. They are on the cusp now. These are moves you make. You're all in now, okay? The expectation is not win 8 or 9 games. The expectation is make the playoffs, win the division, advance in January. Those are your expectations going into this season.
If there's a player, see, this is where it's tough. If there's a player that you really, really love, then yeah, if you feel you want to use the first round pick next year, then fine, go ahead and do it. But I look at it in principle.
I was convinced that Odell was gonna cost in addition to what they gave up.
Yeah.
I thought for sure that it was going to cost the 2020 first-round pick.
I agree. I thought it was going to cost...
I'm stunned that it didn't.
Well, when we had first heard, we thought it was only a first and a third. We heard it was only a first and a third, which we thought was low. And then we're hearing, would you give up 2 ones for him, which some people balked at, obviously. But if you're going into the 2021 first round, I know that there's been pushback on the importance of the draft and maybe a building of free agency and things of that nature, because how many starters are you really getting out of the draft? I think, though, when you're bringing up the 2021 first-round pick, I'd still like to have something back. One, I don't know, unless it's for a quarterback, I don't think I'm moving up into the first round for next year. So, or taking away from next year to move into the first round. And you already have a quarterback, so I don't think I'm doing that. I think I'm pretty good at running back. I think I'm pretty good at wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Is there a defensive player this year that I really want that bad to give up a first-round pick next season? I got to hold something back, because if you're that in love with Ed Oliver or God knows what, then fine, you can make that argument. But if we're just talking in principle here, giving up next year's first-round pick, I'd like to hold that back just in case something doesn't go well.
Well, remember I said, or a player that maybe there's a player that he's looking to trade for still, too.
You could be in it. Well, there's a possibility there, but there could be a situation where I don't know how 49ers fans feel about it, but you'll have Garoppolo back.
I just don't know if you can give up 3 fifth-round picks to move back into the first round.
No, I don't think you're going to be able to do that.
Now, maybe you can get away with 49, a sweetener, one of the mid-round picks, and next year's second-round pick. to move into the first
round.
You're
talking about next year's first round pick.
I could definitely – this draft is very good on the defensive side of the ball from a depth perspective, on the defensive line as well as the secondary, your corners and safeties. It is a very good draft. If you're looking for those players, it's a very, very good draft for that. And if there's somebody there that Dorsey really wants that he might get a little nervous that, you know, could disappear – I really think that there's a possibility he could get himself into the first round of the draft to take that player. And the team that comes to mind is the Patriots. I think the Patriots have a dozen picks this year. The Browns and Patriots are always making trades. I've got the Patriots circles as a team that Dorsey could potentially do some business with.
That's a good point. I think the operative question, though, is the 2021 pick, or the 2020 pick. And would you be willing to do that and move into it with the first round?
I'm just telling you, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying it wouldn't shock me.
No, I understand. I think that comes down to everybody else, because to me, I think that's a little bit too much. You're bringing in another young guy. I think when you're giving up first round picks, you're going for it. You're telling everybody you're going for it. And I think for the right now, we'd be really excited. But I don't know in this draft, especially for a non-quarterback or a non-pass rusher, I don't know if I really want to do something like that. 216-578-0092. We'll get your thoughts on that coming back. Boy, it's been odd. We haven't talked any draft. And here we are, just about, 2 weeks away from getting ready for the 2019 NFL draft. All that. And the Indians are valued at $1.2 billion with a B. And I already know what you're thinking. It's Ken Carmen with Daryl Ryder live on The Fan. In about 15 minutes... Not 14 minutes, in about 15 minutes, maybe 16. We'll see how long it goes. You are going to get a team and a $12 food voucher for the mock draft. That is coming up next Thursday, 1 week from now. You're going to Tony K's and Berea if you win, if you're the eighth caller. But that coming up in 15. Not now. Don't start calling now. In like 15 or 16 minutes. 216-578-0092. They are in about the draft. We'll get to the Indians coming up here in less than 10 minutes. TA gets in. Depending on what your draft value chart you use, boy, here comes some math. The Browns' second and third round picks equal almost exactly to the 31st pick in the draft. Daryl, there you go. That's what you were saying.
Yep.
If you sweetened it by adding Duke, mid-fourth round value. Now, where do you get that? Where do you get that he's a mid-fourth round value?
Well,
especially,
I mean,
after that Jordan Howard trade.
Yeah, I know, but...
That's a stretch, I think. He says you could sneak up a few more spots to the 28th in round one if you wanted to do so. So there's some people thinking that way. That's all I'm pointing... Or that's all he's pointing out, buddy.
And Bill Belichick likes former Cleveland Browns running backs, Deion Lewis.
Oh, here we go with this. No, well, we've always thought that Duke would, because back when the Browns were terrible, it's like watch Duke Johnson end up with the Patriots and be great.
Right.
I don't want to get down the Duke Johnson thing or anything. I don't know if anybody really cares anymore. It's like, hey, I think he was a really good player on a really bad team, and now that he's on a good team, he's a decent player. I'm not gonna say that he's terrible. I might have went over the line where I said I can go to a bus stop and get another Duke Johnson, but I'm just pointing out.
But you know what?
There's
31 NFL teams out there, Ken, that feel that way.
Yeah, there's other guys I can get. And with the trade market value what it is now, again, after that Jordan Howard trade, who a running back, you still want to be able to tote, and Jordan Howard was able to tote. I don't know how much you're really getting back out of the guy.
It's a position that's treated as disposable in the National Football League. Fair or not, accurate or not. It, obviously, the running game and catching balls out of the backfield is instrumental in just about every offense in the league. But the bottom line is that teams and executives do not treat the position with very much respect from a financial standpoint as well as an asset standpoint.
But when you bring up this possibility, and this is what got people really talking here, 216-578-0092, when you're possibly trading the 2020 first-round pick, to what, move up in the first round for this or for a player, I don't know who the player is yet. So if I don't know who the player is yet, I don't know if I can condone getting rid of next year's first-round pick. I'm not going to sit there and hold on to picks just to hold on to picks.
And Dorsey's proven that he's not going to do that.
If it helps you win football games, move on with the pick. They're just good ideas. If it helps you find palpable players, fine. But what I'm pointing out is that until I know who that guy is, I don't know who he is. So I can't say definitively whether or not I'd move that first round pick. If it came down to a guy like Odell Beckham, yeah. But how many guys are you going to be able to get like Odell Beckham from other teams? People brought up Jadeveon Clowney. A couple other people brought up other guys. Hey, there's always Jalen that possibility.
Jalen Ramsey, Von Miller, those are names that everyone wants to talk about.
Next year's first rounder, boy, those are tough. And if you're talking about the draft this year, I don't see any guy who's worth it at all. And maybe some people disagree. I don't see any guy who's going to be worth it at all to give up a first rounder next year for them in this first rounder this year. It's a deep defensive tackle draft. To me, that means I can move up to 32 and be able to get a nice defensive tackle. If you're telling me it's a weak cornerback draft, all right, I'd rather go the free agent route personally if it's that way. Because before they had you with Greedy Williams at 17 overall. So I don't need to go that route. And plus, you already have a couple of guys that you might want to work out in that case. So there's a lot of reasons where I just go, no, I'm going to hold on to that first-round pick as insurance for 2020. So, Daryl, I know you're hearing a couple of things. Respectfully to you, I disagree with some of those theories. That's all.
Well, and what John Dorsey has proven, though, is that he is open and, he's open to a lot of options. He's not cornering himself and digging himself in. And the draft, I mean, even this year, Ken, I think you'd admit, the buzz for the draft is basically virtually nothing. They got their first pick now is the 49th pick. It's no longer the Super Bowl. It's no longer the seminal moment of the year. There's no longer celebrations in the Muni lot on draft night. Thank God. You know what matters to the Cleveland Browns is now September to January, and which is the way it's supposed to be. Yeah. So, I think John Dorsey's still playing with house money because, as I said earlier, I honestly thought that if they were going to get Odell Beckham Jr., it was going to cost 17, some sweeteners this year, plus next year's first-round pick. So the way I look at this right now is that you're playing with house money because you still have your first-rounder next year. You didn't have to – you gave up – think about this. You gave up Jabril Peppers to get Odell Beckham Jr. Now, I like Jabril, okay, even though he played every game in Erie, Pennsylvania, but I like Jabril. But you gave up Jabril Peppers – 17-95 for Odell Beckham. Are you kidding me? I still think right up there with the Demarius Randall, the Sean Kizer trade. It's a great heist.
Daryl, that's why they're still a remarkably young team.
Yeah.
And so I'm not trying to make anybody feel terrible about the Browns going forward. They should be a successful football team. There's real expectations here. But they're very young. So there's going to be some up and down moments that Baker's going to have to carry them through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he'll be able to do it. I can't guarantee that he's going to be able to do it. So because they're so young, that makes me very hesitant to just give up next year's first round pick to do anything for one of these other ones. Because if I bring in Jalen Ramsey, who's had his rounds with Tom and has done everything with the Jaguars, obviously. If you bring in Jadeveon Clowney, who's turned into a very fine football player, I don't know if I'd worry as much about that. But if you bring in another personality, it's just one more I have to throw on top and say, Baker, you got to make sure that this is okay because you're the quarterback of the football team. Right. Also, this will be the most expectations we've had since 1993, since most of the people listening were children. So I think that there's a lot of things here that they need to make sure are right before I'm saying, oh, yeah, give up next year's first-round pick and do things like that. If you want to move back into the first round, I think a lot of people would expect them to try to move back into the first round. And what you're bringing to me and what other people are, when you get a second and a third, things like that to move up to 32, all right, I'm in. You want to do it? I'm in. Let's do it. But when you're going into next year's draft, I think I got to stop you short there.
Well, to your point about the Browns being young and still kind of working their way into – where they want to go, you know, people bring up, would the Browns draft a quarterback this year? A young quarterback that they can develop behind Baker and that? And I've said no. And the reason why I said no is right to your point, Ken. They're too young. They're not there yet. They still need to assemble some pieces and some depth with the regular roster before they can go the draft and develop a young quarterback route. I think next year in 2020, they'll be at a position where you can go late in the free. Similar, you know, we've seen the Patriots do it. We've seen the Packers do it, where you draft that young quarterback, develop him for a couple years, and Baker's hopefully going to continue to be what Baker was last year, and he's going to get better and better and really be the superstar we all believe him to be. So now that young quarterback that you drafted and developed for a couple years, you then turn around and flip him for a first or second round pick, and you get another asset. Again, the Packers and Patriots have perfected that art. That's, you know, as a successful organization, yes, where you want to go. I don't think, to your point about the youth, the Browns are in a position this year here in 2019 where they're able to do that.
I would agree with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.